Back to the hotline, Kayla Anderson, sports reporter with News 2, WKRN-TV here in Nashville, joining us. Kayla, I hope you've had a good week to this point, and welcome back.
Yeah, I have. I've had a couple of days to recoup and get ready for the work week, so I'm refreshed and ready to rev up here.
You know, we were watching what, you know, it's interesting Thursday night because there seemed to be a lull in the air. You know, the excitement wasn't totally there to begin, you know, that contest between the Titans and Jacksonville. But boy, that certainly changed as the night progressed.
Yeah, that, first of all, let me do a little record for you, Johnny, just so you know, because I don't know if you figured this out, because I've actually only been at two home games this year. I've been back at the studio holding down the studio work. But the two games that I've gone to, Johnny, the Titans have won in a blowout fashion. They have scored more than 30 points and gave up less than 10. Just a side note there. So if you want to, you know, vote for me to go to any more home games, that might be a good say. No, but I thought it was such an interesting, you know, game to come out and not really know what to expect, just for the fact that every time it's Titans versus Jags, you don't really know what to expect, even though the Titans obviously have kind of owned the Jags in the past few contests. But I think for the Titans playing at home this season, they've been really good. They know what's on the line the rest of the way. And as much as this team has been up and down and up and down this season, one thing that I always kind of pick up in that locker room when I cover them week to week is they have the ability to win these games. It's just a matter of stringing together consistency. And, you know, it started with that game and Derrick Henry's performance. And I think that's something that everybody has wanted to see from Derrick Henry. So building off of his performance, the defense, they kind of fed off of that, and obviously we got the result that we got on Thursday.
You know, it's interesting because last week, you know, the fact that physically it's tough to be 100% or anywhere close to that, not only this time of year, but knowing that you're coming off of only 4 days in between ball games. And so it's a mental battle. And, you know, I just felt like the Titans, with so much to play for, Jacksonville, really the only thing they were playing for is, you know, jobs for next year, but probably, you know, that hatred part of the Titans. But that's not enough to carry you, you know, with just 4 days in between games. And so I just really felt like the Titans were going to be better prepared. I didn't expect to see a Derrick Henry breakout moment, but I really truly thought that the Titans were going to win by double digits. However, I bring that up, you know, now we see the Titans on the road taking on the Giants this Sunday. And to me, you know, it's not just the physical battle that the Titans are going to have to deal with. I think this is another mental challenge for the Titans. You know, I go back to what they were facing, you know, knowing that December meant so much, and they almost laid the egg against a very bad New York Jets team. Well, let me just tell you right now, for those who have not been paying attention, the Giants are playing really good football right now.
Absolutely. Here's the thing, too. It seems like, because you were talking about some of the games, I guess, fans expected, we expected the Titans to win this season, and they almost went down and played down to that level and then obviously went and lost those games. So it's something that I still question with this team, because they haven't really proven that part of the problem this year. And we see these great games from them, you know, exclude what the opponent did. They still came out and, you know, on offense and defense put on a good performance. So it's still, though, unsure, like, what you're going to get then when they're back out on the road. Yes, they're going up against a Giants team that hasn't been great this season, but as you mentioned, they're kind of picking up some steam here at the end of the season. They've got a guy like Saquon Barkley who has completely been owning the run game, and so that's in its own going to be a test to stop. And as much as we have seen the defense be really good at times this year, we've seen them play horrible. So it's kind of rolling the dice, Johnny, on what you're going to get.
I mean, it was a team that was 1-7 at one point. That's what the Giants were, 1-7. They've won 4 out of their last 5. The only one they lost was a 3-point game on the road at Philadelphia 3 games ago. But during this time frame, besides, they were up 40-0 going into the fourth quarter against Washington. You understand Washington has no offense. Anytime you've got Mark Sanchez as your QB, you get what you pay for there on offense. But still, to be up 40-0 in the fourth, that's a pretty cool thing in the NFL. They also beat Chicago in overtime 2 games ago. And during this winning streak, they also have a nice win against Tampa Bay as well. So a team that's gone from 1-7 to now 5-8. So 4 out of their last 5 were W's for the Giants.
Yeah, and we've seen teams like this, like that, do that this year. I mean, look at how the Houston Texans started out, and look what they've done the rest of the season. And I'm not at all comparing the Giants to the Texans, but I'm just saying, you know, there is a point at the season where some teams start to get hot. And I think that is actually what people are hoping for right now from the Titans. Now, there's no guarantees that they're even going to make the postseason right now, because there's things that have to go their way. But if they can win out, they can obviously help themselves. And who knows, with teams and how they get hot at certain times, you just never know what can happen the remainder of the season. But, you know, Johnny, I look at the injury report, and here we go again. I mean, it's like every single game, there's somebody or a couple players getting hurt on this team. Now, they continue to step up and do jobs, but, I mean, now they lost Janu and they've lost Conklin. I mean, these are two guys that, you know, are a big part of this team.
Yeah, I can see that, you know, to me, I'm curious to get your thoughts. For me, I think they can make the adjustment losing Conklin a lot better than losing, you know, because Janu Smith, you know, when you look at what, you know, look at his development, especially the last 3 or 4 games, he looked like somebody that was the light bulb has gone off, and he was starting to make up all that ground that the Titans have been without, you know, after losing Delanie Walker in the opening game. And so to me, if you look at both of those, I don't know necessarily if the Titans, with these final 3 games, are best equipped to deal with the Jonnu Smith injury.
Yeah, that was, I'm telling you, that almost for me was more heartbreaking to see that, because we have watched Jonnu kind of develop and gain confidence this season. After the Delanie Walker injury, obviously there was a little bit of a void there, and we didn't expect maybe at that point for Jonnu to even step up at all this season. I think there were some questions on if he was even a good draft pick, but he really gained some confidence along the way, and I could see it just going in there and talking to him, and he was getting in a groove, and like you had mentioned, he became a big part of this offense, you know, not totally replacing Delanie, but able to get out there and make big plays. So I think that's going to be a really tough adjustment, because the offense is the thing on this team that just can't exactly find consistency. They have the guys that step up, but it's just not every single game. And he had become one of those consistent guys.
Kayla Anderson with News 2 joining us tonight. The Predators, first of 3 home games this week at Bridgestone Arena. Tonight they're taking on Ottawa. Nashville, despite the back-to-back losses in their last 2 games to Vancouver and Calgary, they're tied with Colorado atop the Central with 39 points each. Winnipeg just 1 point behind. And despite the injuries the Predators are dealing with tonight, they just need to take care of business. They take on an Ottawa team that's next to last in the Atlantic Division.
Yeah, and this has been a little bit of a rough stretch for the Nashville Predators, but when you look at what they are missing right now, I mean, it's incredible. They are missing a big chunk of their top talent. I mean, you got Philip Forsberg, Victor Arvidsson, you have PK Subban, Kyle Turris. I mean, these are big-name guys who make this team go. And so really, for what they've been able to do and still sit where they are in the standings is pretty incredible, because I don't know if you were to say this about any other team in the National Hockey League right now, if they could do what the Preds have done right now. I mean, they're not winning every game, but they're doing what they need to do to stay up there. This is, though, a game Johnny, I agree, tonight they're back at home. This has been voted the toughest place to play by opponents this season in the NHL. They need to take advantage of the home ice, and they definitely need to get some points, and it needs to, you know, they need to start it off well this week. And good thing is I have heard that there could be some of these top guys coming back soon. I don't know if that's within a couple weeks, but, you know, the sooner we can get them back, I'm hoping, you know, the Preds are just going to get back on that track to absolute dominance, because this is a team that can win the Stanley Cup this year.
Once again, the Predators, the first of three games at Bridgestone Arena this week. They're 11-5 so far this year